الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Today is our 31st session. Inshallah, we're going to be doing lesson number 19 from Medina, book 1. Before we go into the lesson for today, which is a relatively brief lesson, dealing with a new topic, and it's next to the last topic that we're going to deal with in this book before we complete it. Before we do that, we want to review quickly what we took in the last lesson, in lesson number 18. If there are any questions about what we did in lesson number 18, especially in reference to the exercises or the homework, and if for homework we should have written out and reviewed all of the exercises that we did in class last week, in lesson number 18, because we completed all the exercises. So you should have been writing them out, reviewing them, going over the grammatical points and the vocabulary. If there's any questions, I'll take them. Or if you have any questions while I'm reviewing, then inshallah you can stop me. What we want to do right now is just quickly look at what we took in the last lesson. The last lesson, the subject of the last lesson 18 was Al-Muthanna. Al-Muthanna. Does anybody have any idea what is Al-Muthanna? What does it mean? Naam, Ibrahim.
Muthanna is the dual.
Dual, naam. The Muthanna is the dual. What do we mean by dual? What does that mean? Naam.
In numbers you have three. You have singular, dual, and plural.
Okay, in Arabic we have singular, dual, and plural. Okay, so dual means what? And plural means what?
Dual.
Naam, Ibrahim. Okay, dual means two, and you have two things, and plural means three or more. So previously we had talked about, for a number of lessons, we talked about plurals, things related to plurals. We talked about plural nouns, we talked about broken plural nouns, we talked about the plural pronouns, plural demonstrative pronouns, plural adjectives, plural verb forms. We talked about all of that in previous lessons, plurals. We didn't talk about duals, but in the past we just talked about plurals, singular and plural, mufrad and jama'. Wa alaykum as-salam. So in the last lesson we looked at the other type of numbering, in the numbering system in Arabic, that is duals. When you have two things, instead of using a plural form, we use a dual form. Okay, it's called al-muthanna. And we looked at, in the duals, we looked at, for example, nouns that are dual. How do you form the dual or muthanna of a noun? We looked at that last week. We looked at the pronoun, dual pronoun for third person, the two of them. We looked at the dual demonstrative pronoun, the dual of hadha and hadhihi. And we looked at, we didn't look at verb forms, okay? So we have pronouns, we have demonstrative pronouns, we have nouns, and we have adjectives that we looked at last week, alright? So let's say, for example, if we have a noun, simple noun like the noun bait. Bait, right? Bait means what?
House.
We said that in order to form the dual for a noun, we have to do what to it? We add alif, noon, with kasra. Alright? So if you have tanween on this word, baitun, you take off the tanween, replace it, whatever vowel it was, with fatha, elongated with alif, and noon at the end with kasra. So baytun, if you take off the tanween and add ani, it becomes what?
Baytani.
Baytani. Okay? And the same thing you do with any noun. Like for example, if you have babun. Babun, right? If you have the word babun with tanween, babun, you have to take off the tanween and then add fatha, alif, noon, kasra. So it becomes what? Babani. What if we have a feminine noun like shajaratun? Shajaratun. If we have a feminine noun, shajaratun, a noun that ends with tarmabuta, what do we do with that? Yes. Open the tarmabuta. Fatha alif. Noon, with kasra. In other words, you do the same thing that you do with a masculine noun. Mudhakkar wa mu'annath. You do the same thing, except with the feminine noun, if it has tarmabuta, You know that Tarmabhuta is the last letter of a word. There can't be any other letter after Tarmabhuta. Therefore, if you add something, a suffix to the end of the word, you have to change Tarmabhuta to Ta Maftuha. You have to make it a regular open Ta. Okay, so you just change it from Ta Marbuta to Ta Maftuha, and then you add Fatta Alif Noon Kasra. Same thing like any other noun. So Shajaratun becomes what? Shajaratani. Sayyaratun becomes Sayyaratani, and so on like this. Okay, so this is what you do with nouns. This is what we said last week, that with nouns, to make it dual, all you do is add, take off the tanween, and add fatta as its vowel, elongated by alif, noon with kasra. Ani, babani, sayyaratani, waladani, rajulani, zawjatani, and so on like this. Okay? That's what you do with nouns. Okay, then we said the ism ishara, the demonstrative pronoun. The dual for hadha and hadhihi is what? Hadhani wa hatani. Okay, the dual for the demonstrative pronoun is mudhakkar. Hadha becomes hadhani. Hadhihi becomes hatani. Like this. Naam. As far as the pronoun, we said the third person pronoun is the same for both huwa and hiya. He or she. We said that the dual for it is what? Huma. Naam. Huma. The dual is huma. Alright, so this is a summary of the main topic that we had last week. And it wasn't the only topic, but it was the main topic. We also have, we had kam. And we said that kam is a question word that's used to ask about how much or how many of something. And kam, the word that follows it when you're asking how many books or how many houses or how many dollars, the word that comes after it is called tamyiz. And it's that word that always comes after it is always singular. And it's also mansub. It's singular, mansub. It's singular. So if you say how many houses, you're not going to use the plural of house, buyut, but it's going to be singular, bait, except that it's going to be mansub. So you're going to say, kam baiten. It has to be singular, bait, and it has to be mansub. Baiten, kam baiten. And that's basically what we had last week. There were some vocabulary words and so on, but this is the, yani the summary. This is the summary of what we talked about last week in terms of duals. Okay, so hopefully, and whoever was here last week, and you did the homework, and you reviewed the lesson, especially the key, and the dialogue, and reviewing the exercises that we covered in class last week, inshallah, this matter should be simple. As I said a couple of weeks ago, we're coming to the end of the book, and we only have a few main topics that remain to be covered before we complete this book one. Last week was one of the topics that we had to cover, duals. What remains are the numbers from 3 to 10. The masculine and the feminine numbers. And after that we have Mamnu min al-Sarf. Two lessons on that. That's the end. That's what we'll finish with. Okay, so this is all that remains today. We're going to start with the numbers, and inshallah we'll complete this lesson today, hopefully. And we'll start the next lesson also, or we'll do it next week if we're not able to start it this week. And we have a review lesson after that, or examination lesson. One lesson. And then we have two lessons dealing with Mamnu min al-Sarf. We finish. Alright, so hopefully inshallah, hopefully, and you stick with it, focus, and you try to read as much as you can, review the previous lessons. Inshallah, when we finish the last lesson, we'll go back and start reviewing. But of course, the review is going to be quick. It's not going to be, you know, like we're doing now, one lesson in 1 week or in 2 weeks. Rather, the review is going to be, in 1 week, we may do a couple of lessons, two or three lessons, depending on how short or long they are. All right? Okay, so lesson 19, let's look at the key. Lesson 19. As I said, we're going to be dealing with the numbers from 3 to 10 in this lesson and also in the next lesson. But in this lesson, we'll be dealing with the numbers when they're dealing with a masculine ma'adud. And next week, with a feminine ma'adud. What do we mean by ma'adud? Ma'adud means the thing that we are counting. When you say, for example, 5 children. 5 is the number, and children is the thing that's being numbered, that's being counted. The thing that's being counted is called the ma'dud. It's called ma'dud. This is in your book, in the key, ma'dud. The number itself is called adad. Adad. And the thing that's counted is called the ma'dud. The lesson today is the foundation for the lesson next week. Basically, it's the same lesson, except in this lesson, the things that we're going to be counting are going to be masculine things. And next week, the things that we're going to be counting are going to be feminine things. So the numbers are going to be reversed, because the adad, the number, is opposite the ma'adud. Meaning, if the thing that you're counting, like house, is masculine, the number should be feminine. If the thing that you're counting is feminine, like shajara, then the number would be masculine. Okay, so it's just a matter of the numbers we're using, the feminine form of the numbers, or the masculine form of the numbers. Okay, everybody has the key? English key in the back of the book on page 51. Lesson 19. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers, try to make a little space so the brother can get in here. You go over there?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. All right. Lesson 19. In this lesson, we learn the numbers 3, 2, 10. With a masculine noun. With a masculine noun. Meaning, the noun that we're going to be counting, the ma'adud, is going to be muzakkar. It's going to be masculine. In this lesson, we learn the numbers 3 to 10. With a masculine noun following them. The numbers from 3 to 10, the thing that's being counted, the noun that's following, is going to be masculine in this lesson. Before we look at the numbers from 3 to 10, it says, the word for one in Arabic, the word for one is wahidun. Wahidun. And it follows the noun that it is describing as an adjective. For example, one book, you say, kitabun wahidun. Kitabun wahidun. In this case, kitab is the man'ut. And wahid is a na'at describing it. What kind of book? One book. A number is a na'at here. In this case, the number is a na'at. It's describing something about kitab. It's telling you that it's one. Kitabun wahidun. And we know that the na'at, wa alaykum salam, we know that the na'at has to agree with the man'ut, right? If the man'ut is masculine, the number has to be masculine. This is a na'at. Now the reason why I'm pointing this out is because the numbers from 3 to 10 that we're going to study in this lesson, the system for these numbers is different than what we are talking about right here. This is as a na'at. A na'at has to agree with the man'ut. Okay, so if the man'ut is kitab, it's masculine, then the number wahid also has to be masculine. Okay? Now we're going to see when we take the numbers from 3 to 10, the system is going to be completely different. It's not going to be na'at and man'ut, rather it's going to be mudhaf, mudhaf ilayh. It's going to be the system of mudhafun and mudhafun ilayh. Okay? Alright, so the first one we have here, the word for one is wahidun, and it follows the noun as an adjective. And it follows the noun as an adjective. That's Abdulaziz. No problem. For example, one book is kitabun wahidun. Okay, second point. The word for two is ithnani. Ithnani. And this also follows the noun as an adjective. For example, two books, kitabani ithnani. Kitabani ithnani. But usually the word ithnani is omitted because the dual form is enough to suggest the meaning of two. Rather, ithnani is used for emphasis. And if you use the number ithnan following a noun, it's just used for emphasis. It's not really necessary, because when you say kitabani ithnani, well, kitabani is the dual form, muthanna, right? That's what we had in the last lesson. So when you have the muthanna form, it's already, you know that it's two. If you say kitabani, you know that it's two. Alright? So if you use the number with a dual noun, muthanna noun, if you use the number, then that number is only used for emphasis. Otherwise, you don't really need it. If you say kitabani, it's good. You say indi kitabani, I have two books. But if you say indi kitabani ithnani, then you're using that number for emphasis, to emphasize that I have two and only two. I have no more than that. You want to make it crystal clear. That's for emphasis. Alright? Otherwise, you don't need it. So, for the number one and the number two, the system for things that are numbered with one and two are naat and man'oot. Naat and man'oot. The number is a naat, describing the thing that you are numbering. So it comes after it. The naat comes after the man'oot, and it has to be in agreement with it. Okay? Has to be in agreement with it. So in this case, kitab is masculine, so the number wahidun is likewise masculine. And we'll see in the next lesson, if the thing you were counting one of was feminine, then wahid will have to become feminine. So we'll make wahidun become what? What do you think it would be? Wahidatun. Put taramabutu on it. The same way you make any noun feminine. You say wahidatun. Alright, we'll come to that in the next lesson. In any case, this is for 1 and 2. Okay, so what are we saying about 1 and 2? The number 1 and 2, they have their own system. The system is naat and man'oot. The thing that you're counting is going to be followed by the number, which will be in agreement with it. In the same way that any naat adjective is in agreement with the thing that is describing. Okay, that's for that, 1 and 2. As far as 3 to 10, now we look at the number system for 3 to 10. What is the number system for 3 to 10? This is what we want to study in this lesson, and this is what we want to look at in the next lesson. This is the next point. Numbers 3 to 10. These numbers are used as mudaf. They are used as mudaf, meaning the relationship between the number and the thing that you are numbering, between the adad, the number, and the ma'adud, the relationship between them is going to be the relationship between mudafun and mudafun ilayhi. The two words are going to be an idafa construction. The number and the thing numbered are going to be an idafa construction, like any other idafa construction. Okay, and the rules applying to it are going to be the same as the rules that we had in idafa back in lesson 5. Same rules. For example, from the rules of idafa, if you don't remember, for example, from the rules of idafa is that the mudafun never takes alif lam or tanween. Never takes alif lam or tanween. The mudafun also can be marfu'un, can be mansubun, can be majrurun. Its case depends on what is before it. If it's the object of a preposition, the object of a verb, if it's the subject of the sentence, it will be determined by this. But it can take dhamma, can take kasra, can take fatha. As far as the mudafun ilayhi, it is always majrur. Is always majrur. And that's what we're going to see here. We're going to see that the number is going to be in an idafa construction with the thing numbered. And the ma'adud, the thing that we're counting, is going to be in the position of mudafun ilayhi. It's always going to be majrur. It's always going to be majrur. Okay, so let's look at the rules concerning the numbers from 3 to 10. The numbers from 3 to 10. These numbers are used as mudaf. For example, three books, thalathatu Kutubin. Thalathatu Kutubin. Notice that Kutub is the plural of what? Kitab. And Kitab is masculine or feminine? Masculine. Therefore, the number that we're using to count it is what? Opposite. X. Opposite. Kitab is masculine, the number has to be feminine. Okay, so everything that we look at in this lesson, they're going to be masculine things that we're counting, so all the numbers are going to be feminine. In the next lesson, we'll look at the opposite. Okay, four houses. Arba'atu buyutin. Arba'atu buyutin. Buyut is the plural of what? Bait. Bait is masculine or feminine? So the number therefore has to be feminine. Arba'atu. Five pens. Khamsatu aqlamin. Khamsatu aqlamin. Again, aqlam is the plural of what? qalam, and qalam is mudhakkar, therefore the number is muannath, feminine. 10 men, asharatu rijalin. Asharatu rijalin. Rijal is the plural of what? Rajulun. Rajulun obviously is mudhakkar, masculine. Therefore the number is muannath, feminine. Asharatu. The noun that denotes the thing numbered. The noun that denotes the thing numbered. The thing that you are counting. Like aklam. The noun that denotes the thing that is numbered is called ma'dud. It's called ma'dud. The thing that is numbered or the thing that is being counted is called ma'dud. The number itself is called adad. Adad. Ayn, del, del. Adadun. Note that the ma'dud in these cases that we have looked at, thalathatu kutubin, arba'atu buyutin, khamsatu aqlamin, asharatu rijalin. Note that the ma'dud is plural and it is in the genitive case. Why is it in the genitive case? Because it is mudhafun ilayhi. Because it is mudhafun ilayhi. So this is something that we know about the number system from 3 to 10. Number one, that the adad is opposite the ma'dud. Number two, we know that the ma'dud is going to be plural, jam, and it's going to be majroor. Majroor. It's going to be jam, majroor. Jam, majroor. And this is important because we'll see when we look at the numbers from 11 to 99 that the ma'adud is going to be on a different system. And we look at the numbers 100 and 1000, the ma'adud is going to be on a different system. So really we're talking about here 3 to 10. When we talk about other kind of numbers, it's going to be a different system. It's not going to be the same. As this is plural, majroor, we're going to see, for example, that the ma'adud is going to be singular mansub. Or it's going to be singular majroor. Singular majroor. So it's going to be different. So for now, all we're concerned about is 3 to 10. Numbers are going to be like this. 1 and 2, we know that it is not in man'ut. And 3 to 10, the adad and the ma'adud are opposite in gender, masculine and feminine. And the ma'adud is plural majroor. Why is it majroor? Because mudhaf ilayh. Because this is the system of idhafa. Mudhafun, mudhafun ilayh. Okay, why is it majroor? Because mudhafun ilayh. Tayyib. The word, he says the word denoting the number may be in any case, meaning the adad, yani thalathatu, arba'atu, khamsatu. Here we see it's marfoon with dhamma, but it's not always going to be marfoon. It can be in any case, nominative, genitive, or accusative. And it can be marfoon, can be majroorun, can be mansubun. It can take dhamma, kasra, or fatha. For example, here are three examples. We see the number in one case marfoon, and we see in the next case it's majroorun, in the genitive case with kasra. In the third case we see it being mansubun, accusative with fatha. Okay, why? Depending on the position of the number in the sentence. Is it the object of a preposition? Object of a preposition is always going to be what? The object of a preposition is always going to be majroor. The object of a verb is always going to be mansub. But if, for example, the number in the sentence is the mubtada, or it's the khabar, or it's the fa'il, then the mubtada, the khabar, the fa'il are always marfoon. They're always marfoon. And there are other cases when a word will be marfoon, but these are the ones that we have seen so far. We've seen mubtada. We know that the mubtada is always marfoon with dhamma. The khabar is always marfoon with dhamma. And the fa'il, the one that's doing the action, the one that's doing the action of a verb, the fa'il, the subject, is always also marfoon. Okay, so let's look at the examples that they have given here. First example. Kharaja thalathatu tullabin. Kharaja thalathatu tullabin. Three students went out.
I have
a
question.
Because Kharaja, that's like third person singular. Well, I don't want to really go into this right now, but just to answer your question, let's do it like this. We'll say that the verb, whenever the verb precedes the fa'il, it will be in the singular form. But if the verb comes after the fa'il, you mention the fa'il in plural form first and the verb comes after, the verb has to reflect plurality. Okay, that's something that I don't want to get sidetracked with it right now, but that's the rule. Okay, since the verb came first here, the verb is always going to be singular when it comes first. It doesn't matter if the fa'il is singular, dual or plural. The verb is going to be singular. Okay, only when the verb comes after the fa'il, if you say at-tullabu, then you have to make the verb plural. At-tullabu kharaju. But if you say kharaja at-tullabu, the verb comes first, verb will be singular. Okay, that's the rule. That's the rule. Okay? So if you have a verbal sentence and the verb comes first, a jumla fi'aliyah, and the verb comes first, it doesn't matter if the fa'il is singular, dual, or plural. The verb is going to be in the singular form. Alright? Okay, so we have here, kharaja thalathatu tullabin. Kharaja is the verb, right? The fi'il. And the fa'il is almost. Actually, thalathatu tullabin is an idafa construction, right? And the first part of the idafa construction is the fa'il. And the second part of the idafa construction is just mudafan ilayhi. It's just mudaf ilayhi. The fa'il is the number here. Thalatha. Thalathatu. Who went out? Three. Now the mudaf ilayhi tells you three of what? Three camels, three dogs, three cats, three boys, three whatever. Okay, but the fa'il actually in the sentence is thalathatu. And the tulab or whatever is connected to it, mudafan ilayhi, is mudafan ilayhi. Alright? So again, kharaja is the fa'il. And thalathatu tulabin, this idafa construction, mudafun, mudafun ilayhi, the mudaf, thalathatu is the fa'il. And the fa'il is always marfu'un with dhamma. Okay, it's marfu'un with dhamma. So why is thalathatu tulabin? Thalathatu, why is it taking dhamma? Because it's the fa'il of the sentence. And the fa'il, just like the mubtada and the khabar, is always marfu'un. Subject, naam. Alright? Tullab is mudawfun ilayhi. The ma'adud. Ma'adud, from 3 to 10, is always plural, majroor. It's always plural in the genitive case. Okay, it's jam majroor. So we say thalathatu tullabin. You have to make it plural, and you have to make it majroor. Alright? Kharaja thalathatu. It's marfoon. You see it with dhamma here. Next sentence. In four houses. Fi arba'ati buyutin. Fi arba'ati buyutin. Here, arba'ati is majroor. Why is it majroor? Huh? Correct it. Mistake. Correct it, please. If you have arba'atu, then correct it. Let me see what I have. I have kasra in mind. You have arba'ati? Probably some of the printing is a little bit different. Different people printed these books. Sometimes they made a mistake when they printed it.
Oh, but it, I see I crossed it out. It wasn't the
one. Okay. Anyway, mine's it has kasra. Alhamdulillah. But yours too? See, me and Jamil, we got the same book. Alhamdulillah. Ours are correct. Alright, so we see fi arba'ati buyutin. Arba'ati is majroor with kasra. Why is it majroor? Fi is harf jar. Harf jar. So we have ja wal majroor. After the harf jar, the noun that comes after is always majroor. That's a lesson we learned in what? Back in lesson 4, long time ago. Long time ago. Months ago, right? Fi arba'ati buyutin. So arba'ati is majroor in this case. So we're saying here, right, that the number is not always going to be marfu'un with dhamma. But rather, in some cases, it'll be majroor with kasra. Why would it be majroor? For different reasons. In this case, because it's the object of the preposition. Ja wal majroor. So you say, fi arba'ati buyutin. Buyut is jam majroor. Plural in the genitive case. The ma'adud from 3 to 10 is always plural and is always in the genitive case. So here we have a case of what? The number being majroor. The last case. I saw 5 men. Ra'aytu khamsata rijalin. Ra'aytu khamsata rijalin. Okay, ra'aytu. A lot of mistakes.
Yeah, ra'aytu.
It has what?
Ra'aytu.
أرأيتُ؟ رأيتُ is good. رأيتُ. رأيتُ. No. Huh?
You say رأيتَ.
I said رأيتَ.
Yeah.
Okay, it's رأيتُ. رأيتُ. No problem. رأيتُ خمسة رجالٍ. رأيتُ. رأيتُ is the فعل and the فاعل. رأيتُ is the فعل and the فاعل. رأى is the فعل and تُ is the فاعل. تُ is the فاعل representing what? أنا. I saw. رأيتُ خمسة رجالٍ. خمسة here is منسوب. The sign that is منسوب is فتة. Why is it منسوب? مفعول به. It's منسوب because it's the مفعول به. It's the object of verb. What is it that I saw? I saw five. Five what? مضاف إليه رجال. مضاف إليه رجال. نعم. Alright, so خمسة in this particular sentence is the مفعول به. The مفعول به is always منسوب. The sign that is منسوب is فتة. فتحة. Okay, so here we see a case where the number is mansoob. In the previous example, we saw the case where the number is majroor. And in all other cases, we saw the number being marfoon. But we said it's not always going to be marfoon. Sometimes it could be majroor, sometimes it can be mansoob. So this is an example that shows us that the number in this construction of numbers from 3 to 10, the adad and the ma'adood, we're saying that the number, it can take dhamma. And as well, it can take kasra if it's the object of a preposition, for example. And it can take fatha if it's the object of the verb. Okay, so the number, it can take any case ending. It could be marfoon with dhamma, majroorun with kasra, or mansoob with fatha. As far as the ma'adood, it's always mudhafun ilay, it must be majroor. Alright, so this is what we need to know about the numbers from 3 to 10. If we understand this, then inshallah, the rest of the lesson is easy, and the next lesson is easy, and the following lesson is just a review examination lesson, and after that we have Mamnu' min al-Sarf, and we're finished. Two lessons. Mamnu' min al-Sarf. Okay? Alright. Here at the bottom of the page it says, note, in the sentence, kam thamanu hadha. In this sentence, kam thamanu hadha. What is the price of this? There's an omission. In this sentence, there's an omission. The word omitted is riyalan, or any other word denoting monetary unit. Yani, the origin of this sentence should be, kam riyalan thamanu hadha. Because kam, as we learned in the last lesson, if you remember from last lesson, the noun that comes after it is always singular, Mufrad mansoob. We don't see any singular Mufrad mansoob here after kam. That means that the tamyiz of kam that identifies what you are asking about, how many dollars, how many rials, how many pounds, right? That word has been deleted. It has been omitted. It's possible because it can be understood. Okay, so we say it's mahzoof. It's deleted because it's understood. For example, in the same way, if somebody said, how many cars do you own? You could say, I own five cars, right? Or you can say five. The rest is understood, right? Nobody is going to be in doubt what you mean by that. If you just said five, they know you mean five cars, because that's what you're asking about. Okay, so a lot of times, even in English, definitely in Arabic, something may be omitted that's not necessary to be mentioned, if it's understood. So in this case, the tamyiz of kam, the word that should be in singular mansub form, how many books, how many houses, how many dollars, how many rials, that word, the tamyiz, which is singular mansub, is omitted in this sentence. They're just bringing this to our attention. So if somebody sees it and wonder what happened to the tamyiz, when you see it in this lesson, just remember that sometimes it may be omitted if it's understood. Now, no, it's not in my book. But the meaning will be the same. The meaning will be the same. How much is the price of this It would be, how much is the price of this book?
So, what is it,
mudaf, mudaf ilay? Yeah, mudaf, thamanu hadha is mudaf, mudaf ilay. Mudaf, mudaf ilay. Yani the price of this, or this book. And book in that case, if book was there, hadha al-kitabu, then al-kitab would be? Yeah, it could be majroor, but I mean, naam, but I'm really referring to something else. I'm saying, thamanu hadha al-kitab. What is the relationship between hadha and al-kitab? Badal. Badal. It's majroor because what? Because hadha is in the position of being majroor because mudhaf ilay, and the badal has to be in the same case of the mubdal minhu. Okay. Alright, so that's basically it. Okay, we look at the vocabulary quickly. We looked at the vocabulary last week, didn't we? Okay, just to refresh your memory, in case you didn't memorize all the words, let's look at them quickly. In the right side column, we go down from the right side. Shukran. Shukran means thanks. Al-yawmu means day or the day, and the plural of it is ayyamun. Al-thamanu means the price. Al-nisfu. An-nus with sa'd. An-nisfu means half of something. Al-qirshu means one-tenth of a rial. Yani, one-tenth of one rial. And its plural is qurushun. Qadim means all, and the plural of it, one of its plurals is qudama. Qudama. Al-raqibu means the passenger or the passenger. Yani traveling by bus, plane, boat, or whatever. And its plural is rukkabun. Al-raqibu rukkabun. Question. As-su'alu means the question. Al-jaybu means the pocket. Kullun means all. Kulluhum, all of them. Kullukum, all of you. Kulluna, all of us. Al-baladu means the country, and its plural is biladun. Al-balad, bilad. Mukhtalifun means different. Al-hafilatu means the bus. Minhum means of them, or literally from them. Urubba means Europe. Yugoslavia means Yugoslavia. Naam. Tayyib. Let's get into the dialogue. Or maybe before we get into the dialogue, what time is it? Let's see. Before we get into the dialogue, we have a lot of time. Okay, let's just look at these numbers a little bit here, okay? The numbers from 3 to 10. Before we get into the dialogue, just quickly, let's do a couple of exercises with this. The number for 3 is, if the ma'adud is masculine, then the adad has to be feminine. Okay, so we have the feminine form of a number here. Thalathatu. Thalathatu. Alright? I want you to give me the number thalathatu with a ma'adud that's masculine. Any ma'adud that you want. Thalathatu, something. Now.
Thalathatu, qala man. Qala
moon. Okay, let's do this first. Remember, the ma'adud for the numbers from 3 to 10 has to be in the plural form and it has to be majroor. Naam. Aqlam. Majroor. Aqlamin. Thalathatu aqlamin. Aqlam being the plural of qalam. Thalathatu aqlamin. Naam. Aqlami. What do you mean by that? What does it mean in English? Aqlami. What is aqlam? Do you have any idea? What is aqlam? Look. Naam. Aqlam. Tayyib. Somebody else. Thalatha. Naam.
Thalathatu kilabin.
Huh? Thalathatu kilabin. Kilab is the plural of what? Kalb. Kalb. Masculine. Naam. Good. Thalathatu kilabin. Naam.
Thalathatu rijalin.
Thalathatu rijalin. Rijal is the plural of? Rajul. Naam, another one. Thalathatu? ثلاثة بيوت. بيوت is the plural of بيت. نعم. Somebody else. Just get a word and it's plural. Put it, make it majrur. That's it. نعم. What are some of the words that we know? Okay, ثلاثة ولدٍ. Walad is singular or plural? Singular. What's the plural of walad? أولاد. ثلاثة أولادٍ. نعم. Good. That's what we're doing. We're practicing. نعم. Another one. نعم. Okay, ثلاثة مساجدٍ. طيب. Problem with this one is that masajid is a jam taksir, broken plural. And it's from the mafail is mamnu min al-sarf. We don't want to use a word like that because it's going to be majrur, but the sign that it's majrur is not kasra. Because broken plural is mamnu min al-sarf. Some of the broken plurals are mamnu min al-sarf. We'll come to that inshallah in the lesson, later lessons inshallah before we finish. Another word. Okay, sayyara is masculine or feminine?
Feminine.
And these numbers are feminine, so it has to be masculine word. Now. Okay, what's the plural of qamis? Qumsan.
Qumsan.
طيب. Okay, this is just now. You can use it, but we can't use it in this lesson. Because if you use sayara, then you have to use the masculine form of the number. That's in the next lesson. We're looking only here for the ma'adud being masculine. Because we're using the feminine form of the number in this lesson. Otherwise, we can use sayara, no problem. But we have to use it with the masculine form of the number, and we didn't take that yet. We're going to take that in the next lesson, inshallah. You can do it now, but for this week, inshallah, we'll hold back on that. Okay? Okay, let's look at the next number. Let's try it again. Next number. Arba'atu. Arba'atu. Okay, somebody give me a ma'adud for arba'atu. Any ma'adud. Any word that we know, that we had from any lesson. Naam. Arba'atu. Arba'atu ikhwatin. Ikhwa is the plural of what? Akh. That's masculine. Huh? Yeah, it's plural of akh. Ikhwa is the plural of akh. Naam. Okay, another one. Arba'atu what? We've lost our vocabulary completely. Arba'atu rijalin. Rijalin. Arba'atu rijalin. Naam.
Arba'atu humur.
Humurin. Humurin. Okay, you can say that. Naam. Humur is the plural of what? Himar. Himar. Naam. أربعة بلاد. بلد بلاد. نعم. أربعة. What else? نعم.
أربعة.
Did I say what?
رجال.
Good. You can say رجال. أربعة رجال. نعم. أربعة كتب. أربعة. ها؟ Sururin. Sururin. Surur is the plural of what? Sarir. Bed. Naam. And so on. Okay? Khamsa. Somebody give me a word for khamsa. Khamsatu. Has to be masculine. Plural, majrur. Khamsatu. Huh? Mulakin? Mulak is the plural of what? Maluk? Maluk. Malik, Maluk? I don't remember. Huh? Give me anyone, another one. Khamsa. Khamsa to? Huh? Abwabin. Khamsa to Abwabin. Abwab is the plural of what?
Bab.
Naam. Khamsa to Tulabin. Tulab is the plural of? Talib. Khamsa to? Any word, doesn't matter. Even word we used before, it's okay.
Kutubin.
Khamsa tu kutubin. Khamsa tu buyutin. Naam. Khamsa tu khutubin. كتب نعم اوكي سته سته تو وات مكتب مكتب is masculine what's the plural of مكتب مكاتب but that's مفاعل it's broken plural ممنوع من الصرف yeah like مساجد نعم ستة تو ها
سحر
سحر what is that
سيارة
yeah. سيارة what does it mean سيارة
no سحر
what does it mean
سحر like
If you think of it, come back to it. Give me another word. Sittatu.
You can use broken plural.
The broken yeah. plural. You can use broken plural if they're not mamnu'a min as-sarf. Because we don't want to go into this mamnu'a min as-sarf. It doesn't take tanween. We want to see that it's majrua where it's clear. Just try to use a word that's clearly majrua.
The month?
Yeah. Oh, Shahar.
Shahar. Yeah.
Shahar. The plural of it is what?
Shuhur.
Sittatu shuhurin. Shuhurin. Okay, good. Sittatu shuhurin. Naam.
Sittatu biharin.
Sittatu biharin. Naam. Sittatu?
Ayyamin.
Sittatu?
Aqlamin.
Sittatu? Huh? Usbu is singular. Do you know what's the plural of usbu? Asabi'. Skip it because it's not in our vocabulary. Amin? What's Amin? Oh, Ayyamin. Sittatu Ayyamin. Naam. Okay, same thing. Sab'a. Sabatu, same thing. We take the number sabatu, sabatu abwabin, sabatu kutubin, sabatu awladin, sabatu buyutin, sabatu aklamin, anything like this, okay? Mudarris. Mudarrisin is singular. Mudarris is singular. Now, this is a different kind of word. This is a sound plural. We don't want to use sound plurals because that's also different. The majrur and the sound plural is majrur. We didn't study that, okay? Mudarris, the plural of mudarris is what? Mudarrisuna. But if it's majrur, it's what? Mudarrisina. We didn't study that. Okay, so same thing. Thamaniyatu. Thamaniyatu sururin. Thamaniyatu aqlamin. Thamaniyatu buyutin. Naam. Not yet. Almost, yeah. Inshallah, Khalid, he'll call that then, inshallah. Okay, thamaniyatu anharin. Thamaniyatu أبواب ثمانية ها
جمال
أو جبال جبال نعم okay we're gonna go for a few more minutes inshallah okay we're just gonna do one more exercise here before we read the dialogue inshallah we'll get a volunteer without knowing what you're volunteering for brave mashallah Ahmed طيب أحمد we want you to give us the numbers from 3 to 10 3 to 10 feminine form of the numbers with a masculine ma'adood and with each number we want you to put any word one word the same word with each number just pick any word you want whether you say for example you say books you say 3 books 4 books 5 books 6 books 7, 8, 9, 10 okay from 3 to 10 with one ma'adood the same one but would you use each number You use kutub jayid, kutub. Thalathatu kutubin. Arba'atu kutubin. Put the vowels on. Arba'atu kutubin. Naam. Khamsatu kutubin. Again.
Sittatu kutubin.
Sab'atu kutubin.
ثمانية كتب
ثمانية كتب
تسعة
تسعة كتب. عشرة كتب. Somebody else. Same thing. Give us a different other than كتب. Something else. Any word you like. ثلاثة رجال. أربعة رجال. خمسة رجال. ستة رجال. سبعة رجال. ثمانية رجال. تسعة رجال. عشرة رجال. One more. Somebody else. Just one more volunteer. Pick any word you want now. Huh? No, pick a different word. Because what's the plural of it? We need the plural. Pick one of these words, any one of these words here. Kutub, buyut, aklam, awlad, abwab, suru, tulab, rijal, any word there. Tulab, okay. Tulabin. Thalathatu. Thalathatu, tulabin. نعم أربعة طلاب. نعم جيد. خمسة طلاب. ستة طلاب. سبعة طلاب. ثمانية طلاب. تسعة طلاب. عشرة طلاب. Okay, this is how you practice. Practice with these numbers until they stick in your head. Because next we're going to go to the opposite numbers. And you might get confused unless this one is firmly entrenched in your head. So please try to practice with these numbers. Okay, let's go to the dialogue. Arabic part of the book. Lesson 19, page 105. Lesson 19, page 105. Okay, as we read through this, again, what are we doing? We're one. First and foremost, when you read the dialogue, you should be practicing your reading, making sure you recognize the words, pronouncing the letters correctly. Number two, you should be looking at the vocabulary, making sure that you know the vocabulary in that dialogue so that you comprehend what you're reading, whether it's new vocabulary, especially, or old vocabulary, but especially the new vocabulary. Number three, we're looking at the grammatical points that are in this lesson, and any grammatical points that we studied in the past. We're going to look and see if we recognize them, especially the grammatical points of this lesson. This lesson, the most important thing we're looking at, what? Is the numbers. The numbers. Recognizing the numbers from 3 to 10 are mudhaf, mudhaf ilay. And that the mudhaf ilay, the ma'adud, the thing that you're counting, has to be plural and majroor. That's what we want to pay attention to, especially in this lesson. Okay, I'm going to ask you a few questions as we go through it. I want you to translate as I read. Okay? From the top of the page, الدرسو التاسع عشرة. What does that mean? الدرسو التاسع عشرة. The 19th lesson. طيب. المدير كم طالبا جديدا في فصلك يا شيخ. How many new students? So in your classroom? Oh, Sheikh. Okay, the مدير is talking to the teacher. How many new students do you have in your classroom? The teacher says, فيه عشرة طلاب جدد. فيه عشرة طلاب جدد. نعم. In it. فيه. He refers to what? فيه refers to what? فصل. فصل. In the class. In the classroom. فيه عشرة طلاب جدد. نعم. In it is what? Ten new students. Asharatu tulabin. Tulabin is plural and it's majroor. And jududun is what? It's a not. Describing tulab. It's a not. It's plural. Judud is the plural of what? Jadid. Fihi, in it is ten new students. The mudir says, Min aynahum. Min aynahum. Where are they from? Min aynahum. أكلهم من بلد واحد. أكلهم من بلد واحد. أكلهم. Are all of them. كلهم. Are all of them من بلد واحد, from one country? Are they all from the same country? Are they all from the same country? Teacher says لا. هم من بلاد مختلفة. هم من بلاد مختلفة. No. They are from different countries. Biladin Mukhtalifatin. Mukhtalifatin is a not describing Bilad. Naam. And Bilad is plural and Mukhtalifa is singular. Why? Biladin Mukhtalifatin. Ghayru Aql, lesson 16-17. Ghayru Aql. Bilad is a plural for Ghayru Aql. So the not that describes it has to be what? Feminine singular. Feminine singular. Naam. You have a question? Somebody? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Good. طيب. لا هم من بلاد مختلفة. منهم. What does that mean? منهم. From them. From amongst them. These students are ثلاثة طلاب من الفلبين. نعم ثلاثة طلاب ثلاثة طلاب three students من الفلبين وأربعة طلاب من اليابان وأربعة طلاب من اليابان. What does that mean? And four students from Japan. وطالبان من الصين. طالبان اثنان. نعم two students من الصين, from China. We don't have to say طالبان اثنان because طالبان is مثنى. It's clear that it's two, right? But if we said طالبان اثنان, it's correct. It's just for emphasis. طالبان وطالبان من الصين. وطالب واحد من ماليزيا. And one student from Malaysia. The مدير says, أفي فصلك طلاب من أمريكا. أفي فصلك طلاب من أمريكا, meaning نعم. Are there in your classroom any students from America? The مدرس, نعم فيه سبعة طلاب من أمريكا. Seven. Yes, he said yes. In it, in the classroom, in our fossil, there are seven students from America. The مدير, أهم جددون. Are they new? جددون is the plural of what? جديد. Are they new? لا هم قدامى. They are old. قدامى is the plural of what? قديم. The مدير says كم طالبا فيه من أوروبا. How many students are in it, in your fossil, in your classroom, من, from Europe? Notice that كم طالبا. طالبا is مفرد منصوب. Why is it مفرد منصوب? Because of كم. The word that comes after كم has to be in the singular. Even though you say in English, how many students, right? But in Arabic we say singular. منصوب. كم طالبا. كم طالبا. It's the تمييز of كم. كم طالبا فيه من أوروبا. The teacher says فيه خمسة طلاب من إنكلترا. Five students from England. وثمانية طلاب من ألمانيا. And eight students from Germany. وستة طلاب من فرنسا. Six students from France. وتسعة طلاب من اليونان. Nine students from where? Greece. Now, the مدير says, شكرا يا شيخ. شكرا يا شيخ.
Thank you,
O Sheikh. Thank you, O Sheikh. طيب, I have a question. يا شيخ. Sheikh, it does not have alif lam, right? Huh? And it doesn't have tanween. We said that nouns in Arabic take alif lam or tanween. Unless it's mudafun, right? Mudaf doesn't take alif lam or tanween. Why is this, ya Sheikh, who does not have tanween? Doesn't have alif lam, doesn't have tanween, and it's not mudafun. Huh? Ya nida. The word after ya nida, the munada, doesn't take tanween. Doesn't take tanween. After ya nida. We had that back in, I don't know, some lesson. Yeah. 6, 7, 8, 9, yeah. Somewhere. Huh? Sheikh. Sheikh.
Yeah. Sheikh.
And Sheikhana. Sheikhana?
Yeah.
You can say that, Sheikhana.
Yeah. This is my name.
Sheikhana. Sheikhana means... Sheikhana means our Sheikh. Sheikhana. Naam. Yeah, Sheikhana. Naam.
That's my name.
Tayyib, we got it now, for sure. It's clear. Tayyib. Huh?
Sheikhana. The Sheikhana name is Muhammad. Our country is the Sheikh.
Naam.
The Sheikh? Okay. Who give the name to that person? They call him Sheikhana.
Hmm.
They call him Sheikhana. His true name is Ahmad.
No.
But they don't say Ahmad, they say Sheikhana, Sheikhana.
Sheikhana. So Sheikhana means, it means our Sheikh.
Yeah.
Sheikhana. But you say Sheikhana because the meaning of it is Ya Sheikhana. And the word that comes after Ya and Nida, if it's in Idalfa, not only it doesn't take Tanween, it becomes Mansoob Fakta. Okay? The word after Ya and Nida, the Munada, it doesn't take tanween. But if it's an idalfa, it's not marfoon, it's mansoob. So you say, Ya Sheikhana. Ya Sheikhana. But if you just, no, don't say Ya Sheikhuna. Sheikhuna will be wrong, it will be marfoon. It has to be mansoob. Because it's understood that when you say Sheikhana, you're addressing the person. That means nida. Even if you don't say Ya, it still is the same. Like you say Abdullah. You're calling somebody saying Abdullah. You don't say Abdullah, you say Abdallah. Because it means Ya Abdullah. And because Abd and Allah is an idalfa, so it becomes Mansoob, Ya Abdullah. Anyway, that's not part of our lesson today. Tayyib, look at the exercise. First exercise on page 106. First exercise on page 106. Iqra waqtub. Tamarin. Iqra waqtub. Tamarin al-awwal is what? Iqra waqtub. Read and write. Okay, let's start from this side. You want to read the first one? Mm-hmm. Thalathatu.
Thalathatu. Zi.
Tullabin. Thalathatu tullabin. Dam. Rahman.
Arba'atu tullabin.
Arba'atu tullabin. Ahmed. Khamsatu tullabin. Naam. Rahim. Bilal. ستة طلاب نعم إبراهيم
سبعة طلاب
شيخنا
ثمانية طلاب
إسماعيل
عشرة
بفولا
تسعة طلاب
again
تسعة طلاب
نعم تسعة طلاب وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله نعم بلال
عشرة طلاب
go back to the first one حنيف
ثلاثة طلاب
okay these numbers you have to memorize them can anybody give me the numbers these numbers without looking at the book Without looking at the book. Now. Thalathatu. Arba'atu. Khamsatu. Sittatu. Sab'atu. Thamaniyatu. Tis'atu. Asharatu. Now. Without looking at the book. Now. Thalathatu.
Arba'atu.
Khamsatu. ستة
سبعة
ثمانية
ثمانية
تسعة
تسعة
عشرة نعم أحمد ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة
سبعة
ثمانية تسعة عشرة. Please memorize these numbers. Exercise number two. التمرين الثاني. اقرأ واكتب. These are sentences. Each of these sentences contain numbers that we should be paying attention to. All the numbers are going to be feminine, and the ma'dud is going to be masculine, plural majrur. And pay attention to other rules that we had before that may come here from muthanna or idafa or anything else. Na'at and man'ut, all of those things you should be paying attention to in these sentences. Okay, Abdul Rahman, read the first one. Kutubin. جيد. عندي خمسة كتب. Plural مجرور. خمسة كتب وثلاثة أقلام. ثلاثة أقلام. Plural مجرور. نعم أحمد.
خالد له ستة أبناء.
نعم خالد له ستة أبناء. What does that mean by the way? Khalid has six boys or six sons. And the sentence before that means?
I have five books
and three pens. Okay, number three. Bilal, you read? Go ahead. Ibrahim. Number three. Laka. Pay attention. Kam akhan laki ya aminatu. Why is it laki and not laka? Because ya amina too. She's talking to a female. Now, how many brothers do you have, ya amina? Answer.
Li arba'atu ikhwatin.
Arba'atu ikhwatin.
I have four brothers.
Number four. Us al-usbu'i. سبعة أيام. في الأسبوع سبعة أيام. What does it mean? Anybody? In the week there are 7 days. Number five. Ismail.
كم
ريالاً؟
كم ريالاً؟
عندك الآن. عندك الآن. عندك
عندك
الآن
الآن يا عمارو
يا عمارو
يا عمارو يا عمارو.
Okay, finish.
Okay. عندي
عندي
إلى
الآن
إلى
الآن
الآن شميل
ثا. That's the number eight. ثا.
Okay, شكرا.
ريالات. Okay, this is a question. كم ريالا عندك الآن يا عمار? What does it mean? How many riyals do you have? الآن, right now. يا عمار. He answered, عندي الآن ثمانية ريالات.
I have right now
8 riyals. Number six, Bilal.
في هذا
حي
تسعة
بيوت مجرور جديدة. نعم في هذا الحي تسعة بيوت. تسعة بيوت جديدة. What is the meaning? In this district there are 9 new houses. بيوت جديدة. بيوت is plural, جديدة is singular. Why? Because بيوت is غير عاقل. Feminine singular adjective. Number seven. حنيف. لهذه
السيارة
لهذه السيارة تي.
سيارتي أربعت البروات.
أبواب. نعم لهذه السيارة تي. وهذه السيارة تي مجرور كسرة. لي it's بدل for هذه. لهذه السيارة تي أربعة أبواب. meaning this car has four doors. Number eight. We'll come back to you. عبد الرحمن.
كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ هذا الكتاب ثمنه سبعة ريالات
ونصف. نعم كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ What does it mean?
How much?
What is the price? How much is the price? ثمن of this book. ثمنه سبعة ريالات ونصف. ثمنه means what?
Price.
Its price,
is
7 reals and a half of a real. Number 9. Hold it. Ahmed. نعم في هذا الفصل. Again الفصل is بدل فهذا after حرف جاء في هذا الفصل عشرة طلاب مضاف إليه قدامى. That's a not describing it طلاب قدامى. وأربعة طلاب جدد. وأربعة طلاب مضاف إليه and جدد is a not describing طلاب. So what does it mean? In this class, there are 10 old students and 4 new students. Next page, top of the page, 107, number 10. Naam, Ibrahim.
كم قميص عندك يا إبراهيم؟ عندي أربعة قمصان.
Naam, كم قميصا عندك يا إبراهيم؟ What does it mean? How many shirts do you have, Ya Ibrahim? كم قميصا عندك؟ عندي أربعة قمصان. I have four shirts. قمصانا. وعليكم السلام. Number 11.
عندي
إذا
ريالان وخمسة قروش.
نعم عندي ريالان. وخمسة قروش. What does it mean? ريالاني. That's dual مثنى. Two reals وخمسة قروش. And five tenths of a real. I mean a half a real. نصف. Okay, number 12. إسماعيل.
في هذه
ركاب مجرور مضاف إليه عشرة ركاب. So what is the meaning? في هذه الحافلة عشرة ركاب. What does it mean?
In this bus there are 10 passengers.
Okay, inshallah we're going to stop here until after the salah. After the salah we come back to exercise number 3. Inshallah give everybody a chance to make your sunnah prayers. Now بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, inshallah we're going to start back continuation of lesson 19. We're going to start where we left off at, exercise number 3. Before the salat, we finished first two exercises. And just keeping in mind that the exercises that we're doing now are related to the numbers from 3 to 10. Just want to remind you that the numbers from 3 to 10, the rules concerning them, are that the number, the adad, is opposite the ma'adud, the thing being numbered or counted. The number and the thing being counted are opposite in gender. Masculine, feminine, feminine, masculine. Okay, today in this lesson 19, we're dealing with things that are masculine. The ma'adud is masculine. So the number is going to be in the feminine form with tarmabuta, okay? Number and the thing numbered is opposite in gender. The ma'adud, the thing that we're counting, is going to be plural. And it's going to be majroor. It's going to be plural and it's going to be majroor. Why is it majroor? Because it's an idalfa. It's mudalfa nilay. Alright. Exercise number 3 says, Ajib anil as'ilati al-atiyati. Answer the following questions. Musta'milan. Using al-adad al-madhkur. Bain al qawsain, using the number that is mentioned between the parentheses. For example, kam kitaban indaka. This is a question. Kam kitaban indaka. First thing you notice is that kitaban is singular and it's in the accusative case. It's mufrad mansub. Why is it mufrad mansub? Because it's the tamyiz of kam. Whenever you're asking how many or how much of something, the thing that comes after the question word come, the thing that comes after it, it's called tamyiz. It should be singular and it should be mansub. Kam kitaban indaka. Also notice here that the language here, kam kitaban indaka, not kam kitaban laka. Indaka. Indaka is used for things. And laka is used for people, or something that is inseparable from your body, part of your body. Laka. Yani, you say laka, if you're saying how many brothers do you have, how many sisters do you have, or whatever. But if you're saying how many cars, keys, books, then you say indaka. Okay, this is something that we had in a previous lesson a long time back. I'm just kind of refreshing our memory so we remember what's happening here. Kam kitaban indaka. The answer, عندي, the number that's بين القوسين is ثلاثة. The number is ثلاثة. So we have to use 3 when we answer the question, whatever number they give us. So he says, عندي ثلاثة كتب. عندي ثلاثة كتب. Yes, I have 3 books. How many books do you have? I have 3 books. Okay. Let's go through this exercise. We can start on this side. Abdul Haq. Naam. Kam akhan laka ya hamidu. What does it mean? Yes. How many brothers do you have, O Hamid? Answer? The answer is going to be 5 something, right? Okay. Li khamsatu ikhwa. Okay. Ikhwatin. Ikhwatin. You can say ikhwan. Naam. طيب. Number 2. Abdurrahman. Yeah, amman. What is am?
Uncle.
Uncle. That's your father's brother. Am. Ya Layla. That means you're addressing a female, right? So should it be laka or lucky?
Lucky.
Lucky. Kam amman lucky ya Layla. What does it mean? Naam, how many uncles do you have, O Layla? Naam. That number is 4, right? Thalatha is 3. Thalatha is 3. Thalatha, arba'a.
Li arba'atin.
What's the plural of am? Somebody. What? A'mam. 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 Naam. Li?
Li.
Two. Yeah, li, the preposition li is followed by ya al-mutakallam. That's the pronoun, ya. So the li, the preposition li is not affecting the number, kamsa. It's actually, the object of the preposition here is the ya al-mutakallam. Li ana. Li ana. The meaning of it is li ana. Li arba'atu. Naam. Naam. Li arba'atu a'mamin. Li arba'atu a'mamin. Naam. Number three. Ismail?
Kami abnan.
Kami abnan?
No.
Kami abnan.
It says kami. It has a
Kamib. You connected it to the back. Kamibnan. Kamibnan.
Kamin.
Kamib.
Ben. Kamin ben.
Laka.
Laka ya shaykhu.
Naam. Kam ibnan. If you join it together, you say Kamibnan. Kamibnan. Kam. Ibnan laka ya shaykhu. What does it mean?
How many sons do you have, O Sheikh?
Naam. The answer is going to be in six, right?
Naam.
Naam.
The Sheikh says, li, li ibnu, nun.
You have put a number before. Six sons.
I have six, okay. Sittatu. Okay, now. Li sittatu. Bika.
Li. Laka is means. Well, how many do you have? Now you're answering. I have. Sittatu. What's the plural of ibn?
Abna.
Sittatu.
Sittatu abna.
Naam. Sittatu abna'in.
Yeah,
or no, the sheikh, that means he's addressing you.
No. So I don't say
no, you
have
didn't
five,
no.
I have five.
Just sons. I have, yeah. He's saying to you, oh sheikh, how many sons do you have? He's saying, I have five sons. Naam. Li sittatu, I mean six sons. Li sittatu abna'in. Li sittatu abna'in. Taib, arba. Dukari.
Kam su'alan fi hadha al-darsi.
Naam, kam su'alan fi hadha darsi. What does it mean?
How many questions is in this lesson?
Naam.
In my book they have thamaniya, rakam thamaniya.
Type, that's what it should be, thamaniya.
Huh? Or they want to mix it up like that, or it's going in order like, you know?
No, it has to be whatever number they give you, that's the number you have to use.
No problem. Fi hadha darsi. ثمانية
طيب في هذا الدرس ثمانية the معدود has to be plural مجرور. So what's the plural of سؤال?
أسئلة.
Okay, so you have to say أسئلة. ثمانية
أسئلة.
أسئلة. كم سؤالا في هذا الدرس? في هذا الدرس ثمانية أسئلة. ثمانية أسئلة. Okay, number five. أحمد. نعم. كم راكبا في الحافلة. كم راكبا في الحافلة. What does it mean?
How many passengers in the bus?
نعم. نعم في الحافلة تسعة ركاب. ركاب is the plural of راكب. ركاب على وزن فعال. طيب نعم ستة يورس فضل نعم كم ريالا في جيبك what does it mean ما معنى هذا how many reals do you have in your pocket this is an expression that you should learn well كم ريالا في جيبك نعم answer في جيبي أنا في جيبي You got to use seven. سبعة تو. You have the plural of real. What's the plural of real? ريالات. ريالات. كم ريال في جيبك في جيبي سبعة ريالات ريالات طيب سبعة نعم إبراهيم كم ثمن هذا الكتاب كم ثمن هذا الكتاب وهذا الكتاب مجهول كسرة بدل بدل فهذا which is مضاف إليه ثمن نعم
هذا الكتاب هذا الكتاب
أها
عشرات ريالات
ثمن هذا الكتاب ثمن هذا الكتاب عشرة ريالات عشرة ريالات نعم طيب تمرين الرابع تمرين الرابع By the way, before we go on to Tamarin Arabia.
Okay, sorry, my answer to that was Asharatu Riyalatin or the whole?
Well, I mean, you could say Asharatu Riyalatin, but we always like to give a complete answer. Okay, we like to practice everything that we're learning here, and usually I suggest that you take the answer from the question. Use the same wording from the question, unless you have to modify something. So the answer should have been, كم ثمن هذا الكتاب ثمن هذا الكتاب عشرة ريالات يعني the price وفيكم بارك الله the price of this book is 10 reals ثمن هذا الكتاب عشرة ريالات طيب just quickly the numbers from 3 to 10 the numbers from 3 to 10 repeat after me please ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة again ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة please memorize them طيب التمرين الرابع fourth exercise اكتب الأعداد من ثلاثة إلى عشرة واجعل كلا من الكلمات الآتية معدودا لها اكتب means what right الأعداد what is الأعداد The numbers. Al-A'dad is the plural of adad. Adadun. A'dad. Write the numbers. Min thalathati ila asharati. From 3 to 10. Write the numbers from 3 to 10. Write them. Waj'al kullan min al-kalimat al-atiya. And make each of the following words. Waj'al means to make kullan each min al-kalimat of the words al-atiya following. Make each of the following words ma'adudan laha. So take each of the following words that are here and make each of them a ma'adud for the numbers from 3 to 10. You write the numbers from 3 to 10 and with each number 3 put one of these words as a ma'adud for it. Then write 4 put the next word as a ma'adud for it. And write 5 and put the next word as a ma'adud for it. So the 3 The ma'adul for it should be kitab. And four, the ma'adul should be qalam. And five, the ma'adul for it should be tajir. But the ma'adul has to be plural, right? So we have to take each of these words and change them to plural and make them majroor and connect it to one of these numbers from 3 to 10 in the order that the words are found here. If we finish the words, we go back to 3 again. Alright? Okay, number 3. Now, Abdul Haq. Thalathatu kutubin. Kutub is the plural of kitab. Naam, Abdul Rahman.
Arba'atu aqlamin.
Aqlam is the plural of qalam. Naam. 5.
Khamsatu yarajatu.
Khamsatu should be for tajir. What's the plural of tajir? Huh? Tujjar. Fu'al. Fu'al. Dhamma. Tujjar. With shadda on the jeem. Tujjar. So it should be khamsatu. Tujjarin. Majroor with kasra. Tujjarin. Naam. Dukarin. Sitta.
Sitta
to
rijalin.
Sitta to rijalin. Rijal is the plural of rajulun. Rajul. Sitta to rijalin. Naam.
Sabatu
tullabin. Tullab is the plural of talib. Ala wazan fu'al. Dhamma and shadda on the second letter. Naam. Riyal, what's the plural of riyal? Riyalat. Again? Thamaniyatu? Thamaniyatu riyalatin. Majroor. Riyalatin. Naam. Ibrahim.
Tis'atu
qurushin. Qurush is the plural of qirsh. Which is what? One-tenth of a riyal. What is a riyal equal to? About less than 25 cents. Yeah. So one-tenth of that is equal to about what? About 2.5 pennies? Not much. Tayyip. Next one. Yeah.
Asharatu akhwat.
Akh? What's the plural of akh?
Ikhwa.
Ikhwatin. Asharatu? Ikhwatin. Naam. Go back to 3 again. Sheikhana. Thalatha? 3 sons. Thalathatu? What's the plural of Ibn?
Abna.
Naam. Thalathatu Abna'in. Tayyib. Whose turn is it? Bilal? Make the pen, 4 pens. He just did thalatha, arba.
Arba'atu.
What's the plural of qalam? Aqlam. Aqlamin. Arba'atu aqlamin. Naam. Ibrahim. Tayyib. Okay. That's the last exercise. We already looked at vocabulary. So I just want to like try to emphasize any these numbers with few other exercises. Naam. Let me just mention here that as you see these numbers here, right? If the number is with a ma'adud, that means it's going to be an idafa, right? For that reason, it doesn't take tanween. Because the first part of the idafa, it never takes alif lam or tanween, right? But if you see the numbers, they're not in idafa, then they're going to take tanween. Alright? So, for example, the number 3 would be what? ثلاثة. Number four. أربعة. Number five. خمسة. Number six. ستة. Number seven.
سبعة.
Number eight. ثمانية. Number nine.
تسعة.
Number ten.
عشرة.
So remember, these numbers, they take tanween. The reason why we're not seeing them with tanween is what? Because it's an idafa, and the mudaf never takes alif lam with tanween. Okay, so the numbers should be, the first number should be what? Number one? Wahidun. Number two? Ithnan. Ithnani. 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 Tayyib. And remember, one and two, they come as a not. They come as a not. After the word, as a not. So you say, Kitabun Wahidun. You say, Kitabani Ithnani. Then you say, Thalafatu Kutubin. Arba'atu Abwabin. Khamsatu Rijalin. Sittatu. So on, buyutin, and so on, like this. Now,
but if it's not like that, just the number itself will be tanween.
If the number is by itself, it has tanween. Arba'atun, khamsatun, sittatun, sab'atun. But if it's in idafa, then because the mudaf never takes alif lam or tanween, so we'll remove the tanween and just have a single vowel. And that single vowel could be dhamma, or it could be kasra, or it could be fatha. Okay? As far as the ma'dud, the ma'dud is mudafun ilay, so it always is majroor kasra. The adad, it could be majroor, could be mansub, could be marfoon, depending on how it came in a sentence. If that number, arba'atu buyutin, was after a preposition, then it would be what? Fi, what? Arba'ati buyutin. If it was the object of a verb, it would be maf'ulun bi, right? And the maf'ulun bi is what? Mansoob. And the sign that is mansoob is what? Fatta. So for example, you said, I saw four houses, you say, Ra'aytu arba'ta. Ta, fatta. Mansoob. Ra'aytu arba'ta buyutin. Zahabtu ila arba'ati buyutin. Andi arba'atu buyutin. طيب عندي أربعة مرفوع رأيت أربعة منصوب في أربعة مجرور. It's clear? If it's not an إضافة, takes تنوين. If you want to know what the numbers are, they are ثلاثة أربعة تسعة عشرة. But if they're an إضافة, you take away the تنوين. Okay, any question about these numbers? The عدد, the معدود, or anything related to the numbers? Keeping in mind that the numbers 1 and 2 are on a different system altogether. 1 and 2 is not and man'ut. The number comes after has to agree with the thing that it's describing. So in this case, the thing that's describing is masculine, the number is going to be masculine. Kitabun wahidun. But if it was sayyaratun feminine, it would be sayyaratun. What? One sayyara. Sayyaratun wahidatun. Wahidatun. Sayyaratani. Ithnatani. Feminine. Has to be feminine. We didn't go to that anyway. That's next lesson, inshallah. We'll cover that in the next lesson. Okay, any questions about the numbers? Okay, somebody give me the numbers again. Who didn't give me the numbers yet? From 1 through 10. Just read them from the board. No problem. Somebody. Read them from the board. Naam. Thalathatu.
Arba'atun.
Arba'atun.
Khamsatun.
ستة
سبعة
سبعة
ثمانية
نعم
تسعة
عشرة somebody else نعم صادق ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة. طيب anybody can answer كم أخا لك. You have to use this number 9. كم, you have to use the number 9. كم أخا لك. نعم
لي تسعة إخوة.
طيب كم بيتا عندك. You have to use the number 4. كم بيتا عندك. عندي أربعة بيوت. كم قلما عندك. You have to use the number 3. كم قلما عندك. نعم عندي ثلاثة أقلام. نعم كم طلابا في فصلكم. Number 5. كم طالبا. كم طالبا في فصلكم. نعم
في فصلنا خمسة
طلاب. نعم كم كم بابا في بيتك. كم بابا في بيتك. نعم في بيتنا
أو في
بيتي.
في بيتي سبعة
أبواب. كم ولدا لك. Number 6. كم ولدا لك يا جميل. كم how many children do you have? You forgot? You don't know how many? كم ولدا لك يا عبد الكريم. كم ولدا لك. Use the number 6. I know you got more than that. It's okay.
ستة
أولادن. What's wrong with this answer here? Huh? He said Indy should be what? Lee. نعم. Lee. ستة أولادن. Okay. Any questions? Any questions about the numbers? Okay, just keep in mind that the numbers that we're going to take next week are going to be the same as this, going to be the opposite, okay? So if the ma'adud is going to be feminine, the number is going to be
masculine
without ta marbuta. Otherwise, the number is basically going to be the same, okay? The numbers are going to basically be the same, but the rules are the same. It's going to be opposite, adad and ma'adud are going to be the opposite of each other, and the ma'adud is going to be mudhafun ilay, majroor all the time, but plural. Plural, majroor. Now. ثلاث. نعم instead of ثلاثة ثلاث. نعم نعم like this without ترمبوتة. نعم okay. Before we close out, we're going to have close your books. You have oral listening drill. Oral. I'll read inshallah, you translate without looking. Okay, first we do the vocabulary. What is the meaning of shukran? Thanks. Al-yawmu. Today. Al-thamanu. The price of something. Al-nisfu. Half. Al-qirshu. 1/10 of a rial. Kudama. All the plural of? Qadim. Al-raqibu. A passenger. The plural of الراقب is what? ركاب. السؤال. The question. The plural of سؤال? أسئلة. الجيب. Pocket. كل. All or each. كلهم. All of them. كلكم. All of you. كلنا. All of us. البلد. The country. The plural of بلد. بلاد. مختلف. Different. الحافلة. The bus. منهم. From them. منكم. From you. منا. جيد. From us. أوروبا. يوغوسلافيا. يوغوسلافيا. فرنسا. إنكلترا. أمريكا. ألمانيا. جيد. ما شاء الله. Okay. That's the easy part. Now this time I'll give you the English, you gotta give me the Arabic. طيب. Thanks. شكراً. Today. اليوم. The price. الثمن. Half. النصف. A tenth of a real. القرش والكسرة. قرش. The plural is قروش. Old. Singular. قديم. Plural. قدامة. The passenger. الراقب. The plural of راقب. ركاب. Question. السؤال. The pocket. الجيب. All. كل. All of them. كلهم. All of you. كلكم. All of us. كلنا. Country. Singular. البلد. Plural. بلاد. Different. مختلف. نعم. What is the feminine of مختلف؟ مختلفة. Yeah, مختلفة. With short vowel. مختلفة. نعم. The bus. الحافلة. Of them or from them. منهم. Europe. Not Europe. With حمزة. حمزة with بم. أوروبا. أوروبا. يوغوسلافيا. طيب. نعم. It's almost time, right? We still have 2 minutes. طيب. Okay. Translate. عندي خمسة كتب. I have 5 books. وثلاثة أقلام. And 3 pens. خالد له ستة أبناء. خالد has 6 boys or sons. كم أخا لك يا آمنة؟ How many brothers do you have? Oh, آمنة. لي أربعة إخوة. I have 4 brothers. في الأسبوع 7 أيام. In the week there are 7 days. في الأسبوع 7 أيام. نعم. كم ريالا عندك الآن يا عمار؟ How many reals do you have الآن right now يا عمار؟ عندي الآن 8 ريالات. I have right now 8 ريالات. 8 reals. 8 ريالات. في هذا الحي 7 بيوت جديدة. In this district there are 7 new houses. 7 بيوت جديدة. لهذه السيارة 4 أبواب. لهذه السيارة 4 أبواب. This car has 4 doors. نعم. نعم. لي هذه. For this car 4 أبواب. كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ كم ثمن هذا الكتاب؟ How much? What is the price of this book? ثمنه 7 ريالات ونصف. This price is $7.50. 7 ريالات. 7 reals is $7. If it had been so, what you were paying 7 reals for, you willing to pay $7 for it? No, I don't think so. سبعة ريالات. نعم. ونصف. طيب. في هذا الفصل عشرة طلاب قدامى. In this classroom are 10 old students. وأربعة طلاب جدد. And 4 new students. Okay, that's enough. That's just practicing, inshallah. جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Don't relax now. Step it up. We're just about finished. A couple of lessons remaining. Next week, inshallah, we'll continue with the numbers. After that, we have a review examination chapter. And then we have the last two chapters of Mamnu' min al-Sarf. That's it. Mamnu' min al-Sarf we already took before in different lessons. We had categories of Mamnu' min al-Sarf. This lesson is going to collect them all together. Naam. Please do your homework. Write out the exercises that we had, that we did in the class today, and read the key and the dialogue for the next lesson, and do as many of the exercises in the next lesson that you can do during the week. Try to do them at home before you come to class.